Professor Peter Schickele to thank for introducing the world to P.D.Q. Bach. He has created an entire backstory around Bach's fictitious 21st child. Schickele says it's amazing the forgotten son of the Bach family produced any music at all. He was lazy and rarely sober.
He did have a drinking problem. It actually wasn't a problem because it didn't bother him. He just drank. A lot of composers compose at the piano, and some composers compose away from the piano. He composed under the piano, and he was often at floor level. He seems to have been good company. He was in the taverns that he frequented, and as I say, he was out for a good time.
P.D.Q. Bach is actually the creation of Peter Schickele, who himself is a composer and not a professor. Out of this persona came over 100 compositions, 20 recordings, and countless concerts, all poking fun at classical music. Schickele and his friends performed P.D.Q. Bach's first concert at the Town Hall in New York City in 1965. Schickele's inspiration for comedy came from his love for Spike Jones, the musician who added funny sound effects to popular songs in the 1940s.
He had a comedy band. He did takeoffs on mostly on pop songs of the day, but also on some classical things like Carmen and the Nutcracker Suite. And he had all sorts of weird instruments in his orchestra, like, you know, gunshots and sirens and things.
As a teenager, Schickele put together a band with his brother and a friend.
And we had recorded the first movement of the second Brandenburg Concerto of Bach with my brother playing the high string parts on violin and viola, and Ernie playing the low string parts on cello, and me playing the wind parts on bassoon, two octaves lower, which gives a nice muddy sound. We had a lot of fun doing that. We thought, let's do it again next week. We'd been listening to the Coffee Cantata, one of Bach's few humorous works, and I came up with the Sanka Cantata, which we recorded, and we made it in the form of a radio broadcast, so when we did that, we had to have a composer.
Hence, P.D.Q. Bach was born. One of his most popular pieces is a performance of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, with play-by-play commentary provided by a sportscaster.
Four-note themes. It's very exciting. The beginning of a symphony is always very exciting, folks. I don't know whether it's slow or fast yet because it keeps stopping. It doesn't seem to be able to get off the ground yet. And it looks like, yes, it looks like we're coming up to a cadence here, folks. The violins didn't cut off there. A little trouble with the violins. They weren't watching. And there's that four-note theme again, folks. And another stop. Just can't seem to get this piece off the ground.
Schickele is the composer behind all of P.D.Q. Bach's works. He is a respected composer of serious music as well, including symphonies, string quartets, choral works, and more.
During my teenage years, I got more and more interested in writing music just for writing music and not just for comedy. And by the time I went to college, I knew I wanted to be a composer, and I've done both the comedy and the serious ever since.
Schickele feels there is room for both serious and funny music in the classical world.
I think a world without humor would be a sad one indeed. But in terms of sort of intellectual activity, as I say, being exposed to P.D.Q. Bach exposes you to a lot of truths about Baroque music and music in general. And I think that's probably what's important.
In December, Schickele and friends celebrated the 50th anniversary of that very first P.D.Q. Bach concert with two return performances at the Town Hall in New York City. For VOA News, I'm Gail Wine in New York.
Hey!